brought to you by Penguin.
The Amber Spyglass by Philip Pullman. Read by Philip Pullman with a full cast.
Dark Materials. Written and narrated by Philip Pullman. Book 3. The Amber Spyglass.
The morning comes, the night decays, the watchmen leave their stations. The grave is burst, the spices shared, the linen wrapped up. The bones of death, the covering clay, the sinews shrunk and dried, reviving, shake, inspiring move, breathing, awakening, spring like redeemed captives when their bonds and powers are burst. Let the slave grinding at the mill run out into the field. Let him look up into the heavens and laugh in the bright air. Let the enchained soul shut up in darkness and in sighing, whose face has never seen a smile in 30 weary years, rise and look out. His chains are loose, his dungeon doors are open. And let his wife and children return from the oppressor's scourge. They look behind at every step and believe it is a dream, singing, "The sun has left his blackness and has found a fresher morning. And the fair moon rejoices in the clear and cloudless night. For empire is no more, and now the lion and wolf shall cease." From America, A Prophecy, by William Blake. O stars, isn't it from you that the lover's desire for the face of his beloved arises? Doesn't his secret insight into her pure features come from the pure constellations? From The Third Elegy by Rainer Maria Rilke. Fine vapors escape from whatever is doing the living. The night is cold and delicate and full of angels pounding down the living. The factories are all lit up. The chime goes unheard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?